Clack, clack, what's happening, y'all? Mitchy Slick and Exotic Pop, they teamed up. Killer Collabo, Cherry Lime Punch. Available at all the active spots in Southeast, you already know. Green Cat Liquor, Par Liquor, and Mike's Liquor. Listen, y'all, if you don't got expensive taste, this might not be for you, man. My shit costs a lot, man, but this shit fire. Mix it with all your favorite drinks. You already know, you got it right here. Cherry Lime Punch, Mitchy Slick, Exotic Pop. Catch me in the streets, yeah, that.
When they true to the man and not to the code, they notice the dedication to start to corrode. I wish I would have noticed before it started to unfold. Just think if I would have got blurred when them times that I wrote.
Hey man, what's up, man? We here with Pre Drizzle today. What's up, man? We out here in LA with my nigga.
You know what it is. You know what's bragging.
That's right. Man, what's up, man? I've been seeing you, man. Grinding, man. Your music thing starting to go up. What's going on, man?
Man, I'm just trying to stay consistent, bro, and keep kicking that real shit. You feel me?
That's right. Tell us about yourself, man. Where you from? You know, how you came about? Talk about it.
Shit, I'm from Inglewood, man. The north side, you know what I'm saying? The neighbors. The 500 High Park. Rogers Park Boys, you feel me? Shit, man. Came about over there, man. And, growing up, man. And thugging it with the homies over there, bro. You feel me?
Okay, man. Shit, man. I'm familiar with a couple homies from your hood. 211.
Yeah,
Iceberg, indeed. Yeah.
Okay,
that's right. So, what influenced you on the music tip? I'm
going to just keep it real. Like, at first, I really didn't give a fuck about the music. You know what I'm saying? Because I was too busy in the street. And then I figured, like, time went on and shit. I'm like, bro, like, I realized I had a story to tell. You know what I'm saying? And something that could, you know, that's detrimental might change somebody's life, or people might look at shit different from the experience of how they look at it before. You feel me? Right. So I was like, man, let me try to, you know what I'm saying, spill my story out.
That's right. How old was you when you first moved out here to California?
Shit. So all my family's from California. Okay. I was born in New Jersey, but I only stayed out there a couple months, and I came right back. You feel me?
That's nice. Okay. You got a little bit of East Coast blood in you. That's right.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay. So how was it? How was it, you know? How was high school? How was your high school days?
Man, my high school days was wild, man. You know, I went to the 10. I went to Losing Girl. I went to Venice High. But, shit, yeah, man. I started off at the 10 in a couple probation schools, man. And, you know, in them days, in them 90s, man, it was wicked, man. You know what I'm saying? You had to be from this B thing at the schools I was going to, or you was going to get your ass boo-bop, nigga, ain't nothing. Or, you know, whatever else might happen. You feel me?
Right. How old was you when you first became a blood?
I probably like 12, probably 12 going to 13, bro. 12 going to 13, and so like six, going to the seventh grade, the summer of the sixth grade. Yup.
Okay. How was it after you became a blood? Like,
man,
how
was it? It was a whole different thing. Cause everybody in the school, they know me. I was little small. They like, not little Jay. This little Jay, cause I pulled back up from the summer. I pulled back up with the socks, with the red stripes pulled up, you know what I'm saying? You know what they say, the higher the socks, the downer the bull, you feel me? With the burgundy chucks, with the red hat, with the weed plant on the front. Right. They're like, what the fuck? Yeah. Not Lil' Jay. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, everybody was surprised and shit, you know?
Okay. Man, you ever did some time out here?
Oh, in the pen?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've been to the pen like five times.
Five times?
Yeah.
Okay. On tour?
Yeah.
Tour? Okay, you ever went upstate to the pen?
I've been in Pleasant Valley, I've been in Wasco, Delano.
Like I said, on tour, y'all hear that?
You know
on
tour. What I'm saying? Hell yeah, man.
On tour.
Chino, Norco.
Okay. So what you trying to do as far as like on the music tip? What you trying to bring as far as, you know, like coming from where you coming from, what you trying to bring to the music, scene?
Man, I'm trying to bring a new sound and some realistic shit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I say this all the time, man. I say this in, you know, I'm kicking my story, bro. Ain't nothing to nobody else, but like everything that I spit or that I talk about is gonna be my story, my spill, bro. I'm not gonna speak the next man's story. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to give you a perspective on how the shoes that I walked in, basically, you feel me? So you know how I've been thugging and how I've been living, you feel me? So you can feel my pain or whatever I've been through, because I've been through some shit, you know?
Yeah, that's right. I've been checking a lot of your music Spotify. I sent you. You got any new videos you dropping soon?
Man, yeah, I got a couple. We're gonna drop a obvious. We're gonna drop a pimp interlude. Man, I got a whole bunch of shit, man. But like I say, man, it's just trying to set it up for the right timing, right, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's right. So how you feel about these gangbangers to be on these platforms like Clubhouse and shit, you know, exploiting the B and the P, you know? How you feel about that?
And I'm gonna keep it real. I don't really be feeling that shit because I think the way I was raised and shit, street politics is supposed to be in the streets, bro. You know what I'm saying? All this new age internet shit, like everybody putting everything on blast, bro. Nobody's keeping shit like tucked under wraps on how it's supposed to be, bro. Everybody should be knowing everything that's going on as far as streetwise, bro. Because then people end up getting cracked, go to jail, and it's like everybody telling on they self, bro. So I don't be feeling that shit, bro. If we gonna talk on some gang shit, let's talk on some shit that motherfuckers been through, alleviating who has beef or who's getting into it, bro. Because a lot of that shit just be cloud chasing and everybody trying to get a bag off exploiting how this beef shit, bro. And, yes, and niggas grew up off this shit and really like been in jail for life off this shit. Niggas done got blasted for this shit. Niggas done been in penitentiaries for this shit. So a lot of these motherfuckers making a mockery out of it. I don't respect that shit at all, bro. Yeah,
definitely, man. Like the whole Keefy D shit and all that shit. Like, oh, that shit's crazy. Y'all niggas be telling themselves on platforms, you know?
Yeah,
like,
hell yeah.
Like, you gotta watch it, man. I be telling niggas all the time, watch what y'all be saying on these platforms, man.
Yeah, man.
There's always somebody, man, trying to figure something out, man.
Hell yeah. And everybody, they get on these platforms or they get on this with this music shit and everybody, like, it's all like bullshit. A lot of this shit is bullshit commercial because they get on here dissing motherfuckers and then the same motherfuckers they see, they be shaking hands. All that shit is like just for like to look good or I don't know to seem G'd, and that shit ain't, you know what I'm saying, or to get a bag off this shit. Motherfuckers trying to, that ain't never done shit and never put their time in the streets, just try to get a bag off this shit that motherfuckers is like put their heart and soul into, bro.
Bro, shit, man. So what you feel about Bloods in the movie industry? You know, being though you from California, man, yeah. I know the movie industry, man, is open.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Bloods in the music industry, I mean in the movie industry, yeah. Shit, like, you know, I don't have no problems with, you know what I'm saying, with homies, you know what I'm saying, that have been out here, that's reputable homie, getting a bag off of it, you know what I'm saying,
right.
and playing role. I actually like that, man. I applaud that shit for homies trying to play roles and, you know, take it to the next level, bro. You know what I'm saying, because we all got to level up, you know what I'm saying. We all started from somewhere and we got to end up somewhere else, so, you know what I'm saying, long as it's in between the guidelines, bro, I respect and salute all the homies that's been stomped down or that's G's or and that's been doing it and that's elevating their game, bro.
All right. What you feel about Bloods on the East Coast?
Shit, man. Shit, them the homies, bro. You feel me? Like this the Mecca. No, you know what I'm saying? No doubt. Right. L.A. is the Mecca, bro. But if the homies on the East Coast or down south, it's really blunt with this shit and really taking this shit serious, bro. You gotta respect them. You gotta, cause shit, every spot's gonna have gunners, every spot's gonna have a dope deal, every spot's gonna have it. So, you know what I'm saying? As long as they keeping that shit authentic and representing right, bro, I gotta respect them, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got to.
That's right. What you feel about motherfucking Donald Trump and Biden right now, man? Let's get into that, man.
Hey man, I'm gonna keep it real. I really don't follow the politics on that shit too much. But whoever's giving out the money, man, you know what I'm saying? Whoever's giving out the money and making it easy for everybody, man, that's why I'm, hey, salute, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm fucking with, because shit, man. No motherfuckers out here, man. You got motherfuckers out here working and struggling, bro. I feel like shit, man. There should be some type of reciprocation back from these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers, like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all the presidents, y'all in the politics, shit, man. The motherfuckers that's out here in the ghettos and working and trying to do something, man, y'all should be, they should compensate the motherfuckers that's out here like that's that, bro. Right. You know what I'm saying? Maybe there'll be less crime and less bullshit that they got to deal with if they was, you know what I'm saying, opening doors for motherfuckers like that, bro.
That's right. I got more questions, man. Hey, man, what you think about 6ix9ine, man?
Hey, homie, look. I don't. Hey, fuck a nigga that's telling, bro, right?
Yeah.
Fuck a nigga that's telling, homie. You know what I'm saying? I don't, man, I'm not with that, bro. listening to his story, though, it was fucked up, homie. You know what I'm saying? But you should have known, hey, if you was going to jump in this game full-fledged, you got to know what come with it. There's going to be the backstab. There's going to be the betrayal. That's just the streets, period, yeah. Bro. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be your homies, whether it be whoever it is, bro. So when you jump up in these, off them steps and in these bricks, bro, you got to know what you signing yourself up for. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand, hey, man, that's fucked up how they did you, how they robbed you, and how all that. But shit, homie, you know it was taking that turn, bro. Yeah. You should have played it a whole lot different, man. You might not have been in this situation. You wouldn't have been in a situation where you had to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Have you got anything to say to the young homies coming up nowadays, you know, that ain't gang banging, you know? What would you tell them?
Man, I would tell them focus on something that you like to do, bro. Focus on something that you enjoy, bro, because whatever you like doing or whatever you enjoy doing and you turn that hobby into something productive, homie, you can get bread off that, bro. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with cars, so... You know what I'm saying? If I would have knew it younger, hey, man, like, you know, keep fucking them cars, you know, so you get bread off that shit, bro, I probably would have had a different mind thought on, you know what I'm saying? I'd been out of the streets a little bit less because now I've been focused on doing some car shit. So if you're doing something positive, you're doing something that you know you can benefit off of and you good at it, man, keep going that route, bro. This shit, that's where it's at, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. What you feel about
Bloods and Crips together, you know what I'm saying, as a whole, you know, because there's some places where Bloods don't beef for Crips, like we were speaking earlier. There's some places where Bloods and Crips don't beef, and there's some places where Bloods and Crips do beef, you know. What you feel about that,
man? Recently I've been you know, and they got other spots like in California, bro, they got like other hoods I done seen. They got Bloods and Crips from the same hood. Now hey, each one teach one, bro. But where I grew up at, bro, motherfuckers was going at it with the rips, bro. So you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like to see all that and know that you got homies in jail that's, you know what I'm saying, got into us and doing time life behind this shit. It's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Now it's kind of like, it's tricky, bro, especially when you grew up and it's being violence against these dudes. Now with the way things are turning out, now I realize being a man, though, it's gonna be real motherfucking Bloods, real motherfucking Chris, real motherfucking Essay. So now at this point in time, I respect a motherfucker as a man. Like, if he's coming at you a man and there's a respect line there, then shit, man, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? If there haven't been no bloodshed and the motherfuckers can get over, oh, he beating from over here and he beating from over there. Hey, man, do what it do, man. Get that bag, bro, because that's what it's all about in the end of the day. You feel me?
That's right. What enemies y'all be beefing with? Like, the neighborhood Pyrus. Who y'all enemies?
Man, the 60s and the Legends.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been shot a gang of times, man, in these streets. So it's kind of like, some things for me, it's kind of like, you know, unforgiving. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's just my personal.
You wasn't playing Nipsey, huh?
I'm keeping real. I did play Nipsey, bro, because I look at it like, bro, I respect the man as a man, bro. You feel me? Ain't now where he's from and all that. That's a different
ball game.
Yeah, it's a different ball game. But as far as him being a man and what he pushed and how he pushed, man, you being real, you gotta respect that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to.
I think y'all ever gonna get past that? Being real?
Yeah, nah, hell no.
All right.
I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? But hey, man.
Just the way things is in LA.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, shit.
Y'all hear this, right, people? It's the way things is out here.
Yeah, hey, man. You know, but hey.
Basically, there ain't no way explaining it. That's just how things go.
Hey, some things is like, man,
that's
you
right.
know?
That's right.
You know?
So what's your plans, man? What you got coming up? You know, what's your plans,
man, I'm trying to take it to that next level, man. I'm trying to be in some movies, man. I'm trying to put my life story out there, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, me being an Asian and blood and then, you know, in the 90s. Like I said, I got put on in 94, so
okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to push my story out there. I'm trying to do some next level shit, bro. I wanna be in some movies and I wanna be able to, you know what I'm saying, to open doors and get back to my community too, you know what I'm saying, that I grew up in, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, shit, man, if motherfuckers start opening doors for his community and shit like that, man, probably be a lot of less bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Right. That's what motherfuckers be looking for, especially young, looking for an outlet, bro.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody looking for an outlet.
Yeah, everybody looking for a fat. Like, when I came up getting put on, it was, I want, you know, I was looking for a family. I didn't have a big family. Like, mm-hmm. And I feel like the camaraderie, we brothers, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like if motherfucker can bring that and bring opportunities, I feel like, man, this shit, a lot of the, it'll be a lot less bullshit. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I got a question for you, man. This some other shit. You being Filipino, man, yeah. What you know about the Taino Indians?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, I don't know nothing about them.
Oh.
Damn.
Damn, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, you know, my family, you know, a lot of my family members, they Puerto Rican.
Okay,
Puerto
yeah.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, yeah,
Puerto
yeah.
Rico. So a lot of the Taino Indians, which was Filipinos,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They moved to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that's what became, you know, them and the Spaniards. That's what really came the culture out there as far as Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, that's why we got that. We got a Spaniard. We got, like, Ignacio's last name.
Exactly.
Like my last name. Yeah, we got the Spanish last names. Yeah, hey, I fuck. Yeah. But I ain't gonna lie. I've been in New York. I've been to Florida. I fuck with the Puerto Ricans heavy, bro. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with them heavy. When I was out there in Florida, they used to think I was, they used to be calling me Chico.
Yeah,
hey, what's up, Chico?
For real, though.
Yeah.
You'll fall right at the place with everybody.
Yeah, I fuck with them heavy, bro.
What's your favorite spots out here in L.A. to eat? Well, in Inglewood, really.
Inglewood to eat? Oh, man. I probably have to... Inglewood, man. I'm going to have to go to... I grew up on Astro Burgers, man, on LeBray and Hazel in my hood. I grew up eating Astros, man, back when they had the fries for $1.25.
Okay.
You can get the bag. As we was kids, we would just go up there and get a bag and share a bag.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit, man. Now they got the Roscoe's right there, man. You know what I'm saying? They got the Roscoe's. They got the Doolins on Manchester.
Ah, everybody,
you know,
say Doolins, man.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's a controversy, but I fuck with, I don't know, I fuck with more Roscoe's than I would Doolins. You feel
okay,
me?
Okay. That's the wrong side of town, man.
I know how it go. Hell yeah.
Doolins definitely got some good-ass oxtails, man. Dead-ass. They got that. For real, for real. So, as far as your music, man, when you going to drop your next project? Like when you looking?
Shit, man. The earliest probably next year, because I want to start, like, dropping singles and videos, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like when you dropping projects and shit, sometimes people really don't, like... I'm still trying to, I just barely started rapping, bro, when I got the pen. So it's been like 3 years, bro. So I'm still trying to catch the wave, bro. So I feel like you gotta, I done dropped like 3 or 4 projects, and I feel like you gotta just build the motion back up and just keep working, like keep grinding, bro. That's why I really don't anybody to get on my songs. So I feel like eventually, bro, the work that I'm putting into, they gonna be hitting me up like, damn, and it's been happening where people are like, hey man, let me, hey, what you got, man? Send me something, bro. You feel me?
That's right.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Man, earlier, man, you said you got popped up, man. How many times you got popped up before?
12, man.
12 times.
Hell yeah, 12.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
That's right. Hey, come closer, man, so you can see who that is right there.
Oh,
wrong,
yeah, man.
Time, man.
Yeah, man, you know what it is. Half ounce. Yeah,
right.
That. Hey, that's blood paper
right.
Work. Yeah, that.
Yeah,
you
that.
Feel me?
That's right.
It's my little homie, Tiny. Wow. Rest in peace,
rest
Tiny.
Rest in peace, man.
You know what I'm saying? B-R-P. Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
That's how I end up meeting Mitchie, man. It's through the little homie, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mitchie, man, and all. And they camp, man.
Definitely.
Wrong kind. Everybody from the wrong kind.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Man, I'm loving it, man. Shit, man, I love the vibe, you know. I love your energy.
Yeah.
Shit, man, you Gucci, man. You good out here, man.
Man.
Shit. Man, tell everybody where they can find you at. You know.
PGL_P.Thrizzle on Instagram. P.Thrizzle on YouTube. P.Thrizzle on Spotify. Shit, man, you know. Hey, man, check it out, man. All straight facts, all real shit, bro. Like, anything you get from me, it's gonna be real live and effect and direct, bro. I ain't out here trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, do no goofy shit or nothing like that, man. It's all 100 on this or 500 on that, you feel me? So, you know, hey, that's what I want to say that too, man. Like, too, if you out here in this game, bro, and you trying to come up, bro, you ain't gotta be doing all that, like, you know what I'm saying, all that clout chasing and dissing and all that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because if you gonna do all that, at least when you be out here mean that shit, bro, because I see a lot of people in this game and they be dissing this and dissing that. Then when they see them, they don't do shit, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, stand on your 10 toes and on your word on what you're doing out here, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you do something, if you put something down, or if you say something, or your actions, man, you gotta stand 10 toes on what you're doing, bro. So, you know, all you gonna get from me is that real life 500 shit, bro, and then... You know what I'm saying? Basically.
Yeah. All right, man. Cut that. You good? man. Yeah, let's fuck it up, man. We good
hell
money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Give up all that gangster shit. Hear that. Clack, 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 clack. On my day one, never. A lot of niggas prayed on my day.